Jonathan Durr has been pleased with their findings as he and other volunteers have steadily been discovering items that give hints about the early inhabitants of the Talkeetna area.
Anyway, so what we found some, I like the Prohibition bottle, the elixir, and a lot of good faunal stuff, animal bones. It gives us an idea with the diet, what they were eating, and we found one of the earliest plates in Talkeetna, like early enamel.
They uncovered the remains of a building that is thought to have hosted potlatches more than a century ago. Numerous teeth indicate that a moose head was boiled in a commonly known Athabascan ceremony that celebrates the life of those who have passed. Interest in the site began with the discovery of a wooden casket more than 20 years ago.
I guess this whole adventure started about 1995. A casket came out of the bluff right down here, and it was a rough homemade job, and there was the remains of a young girl in it, and she still had a barrette in her hair.
Jonathan Durr believes that the girl was a victim of a devastating flu epidemic in the early 1900s.
The ongoing themes of this site is the 1918-19 flu epidemic. That epidemic ran through Alaska like a brush fire. I mean, all these little rural communities along the rivers, bay, that it just traveled up and just decimated, and it really wiped out the indigenous population of Talkeetna. So that young girl probably, from the dates we're getting with the material, she was a flu victim.
Other findings include the remains of a boat hull were uncovered, and Jonathan is excited for the next phase's discoveries, but knows that time is limited.
We have a real problem. This happened just within the last 2 days. We are losing the bank. And fortunately, one of the, there's a grant through the National Science Foundation that's specifically for archaeological sites that are in danger of being lost to erosion. Now, this is a poster child. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're losing it.
With the recent high water on the Susitna River, a portion of the bank just 20 feet from the site fell into the river. They must work diligently this summer to excavate the site before the river swallows up the remaining artifacts. For KTNA, I'm Katie Ryder.